Good morning, you blessed people. This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor, and I'm just getting off the night job, and I thank the Lord that I was able to see another day, which I've been up. It's just somehow I transitioned from night to morning while I'm up. And, I'm about to take off these clothes and put on JH clothes and get out of here. Cause I ain't gonna try to get comfortable because I gotta be there for 10 all day today. And I had to take care of this phone bill. I couldn't remember the password yesterday. So I tried to get in there today. And they talking about they suspended the service. I say, again? Lord have mercy. So I called the people as always. I called them. Yeah. I said, look, I need my phone. I got this amount. This is a business account. I need it for my business. If I don't have access to my phone, I can't get the business. Can't get the business that I can't make payment. The young man was very nice. He said, oh no, we need you to maintain your business, so. But we definitely can get your phone back on. How much can you pay today? Oh, thank you so much. Y'all always work with me. So I got that straight, you guys. So, whew. I have to say, on the road again. Since they nitpicking us about the time and you got to be there, clock in at 9:45 and you can't clock in. It's always something, y'all. That's why I guess I'm working so hard. Because I really want to get off these jobs. Jesus. Yeah. It's, when you just look at how society is, that's cute. I'm missing my little thing, my little call holder. Can y'all just look at everything? This is the modern day Pharaoh. With the taxation, the jobs. Man, it's just some modern day slavery, y'all. It's like you don't have your life. If you don't have a life, they're gonna make their lives your lives. And I just can't see myself like that. You know. Especially, I know that I work hard. They tell people about vacation and all of that. Oh, I can't take no vacation, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, why not? Everybody else take their vacation. Why you can't take your vacation? Oh, my God. Yesterday, it was horrible for me to the point, you know, I know the weather changed and everything, y'all, but some people just nasty. I mean, like, everywhere I went, I got some coffee at the McDonald's. Everybody coughing and hacking. I'm like, how can y'all be coughing and hacking in a food establishment? I was trying to sit down, because see, if I try to eat anything at my kiosk, you know, people are still going to ask you questions and stuff, so I really don't get a break. That's what the owners don't think about. They sending out all these emails, talking about make phone calls. I work. That's one thing I can say. When I go to work, I work. That's why I don't take flack off of people. You know, because when I was off, they had 3 different people on that clock. Y'all know ain't not one person did a return. So I gets there, and every day I'm busting at least 3 or 4 returns. But then they sent an email out saying, no Walmart's doing returns, and yada, yada, yada. I said, well, I don't know what report they're looking at. You know, because I'm marketing, I'm passing out flyers, I'm talking to people, I'm doing returns. You know, I'm trying to keep the office clean. I'm like, my God. Dennis keeps sending out all this negative stuff. When are you going to send something positive? You know? Okay, we thank God for this person, yada, yada, because they took their own time. They did this, they did that. I mean, come on, y'all. See, that's why they got people killing themselves and shooting up the jobs and, you know, because people don't feel like they're being appreciated. I'm serious. That's what the Lord showed me. Jobs, businesses, ministries, churches. You know, people just be using people. It's like, you gotta do this. There. Nobody ain't gotta do nothing, to be honest with you. But breathe and live. and die, right? You know, when it's your time. Not before your time, y'all. We're going through your time. You know. But overall, if you think about it, nobody don't have to do nothing. So far. Co-worker say, you be having some bags. I'm like, that's work. It's work, bro. It's work. It's work. Okay, I can't be idle. How that song go? I work, 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 work. That's my assignment. But like I was talking about, you know, they be drilling folks. Like, man, it's too much. And so I already know, like, my personality, I'm gonna talk to that person, I'm gonna dig. You know, and I do have a question I gotta ask my manager because I'm trying to understand the methodology of something I saw yesterday, and I'm still trying to understand why one of my returns was void, but yet they went back the same day the way they put it in there, and we did the return, and the lady got the money. Why you just didn't confirm the W-2? You know, so to me, it's like, y'all say y'all not taking people customers, but you know, I don't know. I don't even care no more. I'm gonna just be straight up with y'all. I don't even care no more. Y'all just do what y'all do. As long as my store meet their numbers. And, you know, because I'm trying to understand that mechanism right there. Overall, what time is it? Yeah, I'm getting ready. I'm not even gonna take a nap. I'm going to go ahead and switch this out. So yeah, that's probably why y'all didn't really hear from me yesterday, you guys. Now, I did upload the message, the throwdown message. I uploaded that. And I was trying to put it with the other segment, but I couldn't find it. So I just created another feed for you guys. And by the podcast having a sponsor, I had did a praise and worship, so you're going to have to look on Facebook to look at that. So I really didn't have the music on because the sponsor wouldn't. The sponsor wouldn't have played. And, so it's going to come on. It's going to come on straight with the message. All right. So I did get a chance to do that for you guys. I know I'm kind of behind on some stuff, but and somebody's going to get blessed today. I'm not gonna say it. You're gonna know who it is when you see it. So I just pray that it just be something added for you. You know, I'm learning you got to let the right hand know what the left hand doing. You know, so just receive it in love. And, maybe I can see all my updates now. Because I couldn't see nothing. I see why. Because the phone was off. Again. I'm about to catch up with everything. Everything about to get caught up. And I'm gonna be doing the missionary trip too. I'll be able to go in more details with that. There's a lot of things Dr. D gotta follow up with. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying. It's a challenge. You really don't have your vehicle. It's all right, you know, when you have like a couple of things to do, but I got a lot of things I gotta do. So that's why it is what it is. And I'm about to check out Messy News Media to find out about this R. Kelly crap, which I really don't care. Because I feel like this hell. As I stated before, everybody this dude telling you what he's about already. Alright? Now, I can say from my experience that some men is overbearing, you know. And some men know how to sway you, you know. They know what they be doing. They know how to sway you and talk to you and tell you what they can do for you if you do this, and they'll be there for you, and they'll never harm you, and you're gonna have this going on for you, and man, hey, been there, done that until you say no. And so, and I understand a lot of people, it's not like a lot of people, you know. I know I'm not that desperate. I'm not going to let nobody manipulate me to the point that I lose my own integrity. And you don't respect me. You know, if I say, no, I don't think I want to do that. You know, I don't think it's time. You know, especially with a man and a woman. A man should be able to respect that woman, you know? But when you're trying to control and make a demand, and then that's just like taking something. That's like violating. And so when, I know with me, what they think is going to cost me, but it's not, because you might think you hurt me because you, how they say they try to blackball you or whatever, right? But that don't work. Especially if you have God on your side. It's like, I feel like this here. Who is you? You ain't God in my life. You might be God of that little thing you doing. But you're not God over this life. You know, so. Even like me and my daughter was talking about something. And she was like, I don't even know how you handle certain stuff with four children, mama. I got one child. And I really say, baby girl, I don't even know how I handle certain stuff. And I really don't. But God did say in his word that we are his workmanship. He created us to handle certain stuff in our life. Right? So, each person has a certain type of strength and built a certain kind of way that God created that person to be. You know, it's our destiny, right? That's how I look at it. Well, I get some water. See, that's how I know I gotta be all, because I gotta stock up on stuff again. It's our destiny. So no matter how, which way you go in life, you guys, you're gonna wind up at the end of it. It may not be perfect how we thought it was supposed to be, but eventually, you're gonna be doing what you're supposed to be doing in your life. Because that's just how God made you. You know. And we have to accept that fact and stop running from it. Like right now, hey, the way my life is, I can sit back and be boo-hooing, hoo-hooing, but you know what? I'm at peace. I feel that I'm being obedient to Daddy God the best that I know how. You know? And when it's all said and done, hey, I win. Why? Because God already won. So that's the exciting part for me. I lost my pepper spray, y'all. Shoot. Lost the pepper spray. That little thing right here. My Lord. Okay, so today is Friday. So I guess, I don't really know how the temperature is going to be. I know it says for the rain. Let me get my keys. Because I'm going to leave out of here early. You know, I'd rather be there early than late. Than have to deal with. I just don't. My sweater on. You know. And I gotta go on a hunt for my hair. I need to redo my hair. I'm gonna take it down for a little while. Y'all see me in my little afro. I tell y'all, I've been natural maybe going over 5 years now. Maybe 6. So it's nice and thick. I love it. But I love my braids more. I want to let it stay down for a while, y'all. I need my belt. I love my belt. My belt for my daughter. Oh, my skin shedding. I guess y'all say, Dr. D talking about a little bit of stuff today. I better talk, sure. If I sit down there and chat, man, they'll be calling me. Because I got to sit down and think, like, what day it is? What is today? Today is the day of salvation. Lord, what I need to be saved from today. Help me, Lord. Let me keep my ears open and keep my mouth closed, huh? I ain't do a shout out in a long time, you guys. What y'all think? I ain't do a shout out to y'all in a long time. Shout out. Make sure I get the right shoes, cause I'm a bit feesty weesies. Feet be trying to swell up on me. Alright, my peeps. I am gonna see when this next bus comes in. I'm about to roll out of here. And I guess, I'll check on you guys on lunch break, I guess. Now that I can communicate effectively. Oh, y'all, I received the invitation. I think I shared that the other day. To join this alliance with these great men, these great women of God. And I was reading through the stuff, y'all. And I was like, I ain't gonna say some things I had some concerns about. But it's that we have to make certain kind of payments. And I was like, and I had to say it to myself. Self, this year, it's all about building your network and your business and your ministry. Meaning investing, right? Yeah, I'm going to sow seeds. I'm going to still pay my tithes and sow seeds. But, the money they're asking, I'm like, I'm going to have to look over this again. Because it's like a 3-year commitment. That's something like I just got all off from the college thing. Have to think about that. So until then, let me get off of here. Just out with this head, I got in a certain mood. And I'll chat with you guys later. God bless you guys. It's Dr. D. Shout out Friday to all my family out there. All right, my blood family, my Boom Factor family, my Spotify family, my iTunes family, my Apple Podcast family, my Radio Public family, my iVoice family, Goodreads family, Cashbox family, Podbean family, I want to shout out to all you guys. Google Play family. Who else out there? Anchor family, of course. Oh my goodness. I know I'm missing a lot of you guys. Cashbox, Outbox, Flipboard family. And I'm going to look and see if I miss anybody. Okay? So, until then, peace. Later. What's up, you guys? It's Dr. D with the Boom Factor. What's up, family? I am awakened. I came straight in here and went to sleep, you guys. I had a full day of sleep. And I hurry and pay some bills right quick because I forgot this is the first week of the month. And paying this rent for the office and to pay the storage. So we took care of that. And now tonight, later on, I'll do the rest of the budget for the new year on. Because we have some traveling we have to do. And the ministry has been invited to 3 different venues. So I'm waiting for them to send me the particulars so I know where I'll be going so I can start budgeting for that. Then, you know, we got the award show in July. So I just got to do my budget. And I'll do that tonight at work. But to say all to say, pray y'all had a good day so far. I know it's still cold because it's cold in the office. However, I do have a heater and it feels good. Thank you, Jesus. And gotta go to work tonight, and then I'll be off Sunday, Monday for the night job. Thank you, Jesus. But I have to go to work tomorrow, 1 to 5 at JH. And so they gave us 2 weeks to do availability. I wish they would have kept it like that because they asked for a month. And now I'm seeing if I'm going to just let them know, look, can y'all change that schedule? Because I have to give me some rest. And my hours is 11 to 7 at night. And then 12 to 8 that I chose for JH, right? And then some days it's 10 to 8. I'm there all day. And when it's slow, I know I'm going to be there all day because I am the manager. So I have to have at least 2 days off in between so I can just sleep. Because I find my body gets a certain way if I don't get that sleep. And I can go 2 days without straight sleep, but not 3. It's not going to happen. Somebody gonna get left behind, you know, and it's gonna be me because it's gonna be me that's not resting. So we can't do that. And I am getting older, even though I look young, I'm getting some age on me. So I want to take care of my body, right? So with all that said, I wanted to say hi. I want to follow up with an announcement that I made to you guys out there who's podcasters. I'm going to open up a category for you to nominate your podcast. You have to January 31st. And I did have some stipulations that about the podcast. Because I know some of them, you know, I listened to some of them that haven't favored my station, but I have listened to some. Most of you guys favor my station. Then I know I got some out there from other podcasts, like Podbean, Radio Public, Breaker. I looked in the back office. That's the ones that have been increasing in listening. So, hats off to you guys. There's a lot of you all out there that's listening. And so, I want to say thank you. And if you have a authentic, life-changing, spiritual podcast that would motivate individuals to challenge people's mindsets, that's what I'm looking for. That's going to help somebody. That's going to decrease the suicide rate, the depression rate. That's the kind of podcast I'm looking for. And I'll go through, once you nominate the podcaster, okay, I'll be able to go and listen to the feed, and then I'll make the final decision and announce who will be selected. And then once you select it, then I'll put a link out there for people to vote for you. Okay? I just want to open up that platform to show you that I appreciate you as a podcaster. What you're doing is not a waste of time. I want to honor you through the Marionette Publishing Self-Published Authors and Artists Award Show. All right, which will be held October 2019. All right, right here in H-Town. So, with that said, I'm going to get off of here and catch at least 2 more hours of sleep. Get ready for night. Tomorrow, I will be doing a Sunday night throwdown. Monday night has been changed because I have to work. So, since things will be fresh, I'll be off. And this is a new series, Generations Matters. Purifying the bloodline. We're going to be dealing with some very deep and unique issues, okay? This will be covered on both of the platforms, Safe Zone Broadcast and the Boom Factor Show. All right, so either parties won't miss it, because I do have different audiences, different audience for the Safe Zone Broadcast, but I don't want them to miss what God is doing. So they both will be receiving a recording, okay? I will be having a Facebook Live, so if you guys want to watch the ministry, you could be able to do that. Just go to, I gotta see if it's gonna go to Boom Factor Radio or Redeemed by the Blood. I'll let you all know. So until then, this is where I'm at right now. Send in those nominations for the podcasters. So we have a lot. I know I have a lot going on, but that just keep me on more alert, you know. And it's not gonna hurt nobody to nominate somebody. All right. So nominate that favorite podcaster. You can nominate yourself if you want. Oh, excuse me. Send that nomination through the message. You can message me. It's better to message me, because you can put your link on the message. That's the Anchor family side. Now, all those that's on Apple and Podbean, Radio Public, you guys may have to send me an email at drdboomfactorshow@gmail.com. All right, the doctor is abbreviated. D as in David, elephant, boomfactorshow@gmail.com. Send me your podcast link, or the, if you nominate a podcaster, send me their link. where I can click on it and start reviewing it. You have to January 31st to send me that. And I will list the categories, and then you have to get your people to vote for you. I'm just going to give an opportunity to honor you, but the people going to vote you in, okay? I'm not going to do that. So it's going to be up to you guys to send it out to your email list and tell people, look, my podcast has been nominated. Vote for me, all right? And we're going to get that going on. And last but not least, y'all know I'm going to plug it in. I appreciate everybody that's been voting for me and my team, the Rhythm of Gospel Wars. Keep doing it. You have to march, so you got this month, next month, and March 1st, I think, is the last day of March 5th. It's the last day for voting. So I appreciate everybody who's taking the time with that. God bless you. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And we're going to have a good time with that award when I go on the road trip, Boom Factor Road Trip. I'm also creating a personal page where all the links will be, which I do have, that Linktree, link.ee/YLDONIEL. Linktree does that for me, but I was going to do a landing page where you can actually see what's going on. And I'm going to still do it. You'll see all my web pages with all my things that I do. That if you need any help or assistance with business, ministry, missions, community outreach, youth, all of that is on that Linktree page. And I'm going to put that on the web page so it could be one trip for you guys to see what's going on with Dr. D in that area. So I'm not going to stay here long. I guess I'll talk to you guys more when I get to work tonight, okay? So right now, peace, much love to you. Just want to say hi to you guys today. It is Saturday, January 5th, 2019. It's the fifth day of the new month and new year already. So Shabbat Shalom to those that keep the Sabbath. And I will chat with the rest of you guys later. It's Dr. D signing out from the Boom Factor. God bless you. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. D one more time. One more time. This is a public announcement pertaining to the award show. Right quick, I'm going to go over. You go to vote. Vote for the Boom Factor. Radio show has been nominated in three categories. I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible and put this feed up to cut through all the other stuff that I've seen will have added the information. So help us vote. Help us vote, you guys. Go vote at the rhythmofgospelawards.com. Boom Factor has been nominated in three categories. Category 62, 63, 64. However, it's a stipulations with the voting. You have to vote for everybody. So what I've done, I've networked with other candidates, and we are voting for each other. Prayerfully, they are too, but I'm going to be faithful to my word. And so I have a list of individuals that I personally inbox, and we converse. So I know that these are the people that's on our team. They have other individuals that I have found that do not have our numbers. So I've been voting for them too. So with that said, right quick, these are the numbers that I'm asking you guys to plug in to vote for not only Boom Factor Show, but for my team. All right. And then you can go back and show some love to the other individuals. Okay. And press vote. And we have two things going on. So right quick, our team is Dr. Ben Richardson, okay, his numbers are 18, 32, but I think it's 34, 39. Wait, let me see. I did the thing. Yeah, 18, 32, and 39. Okay, that's Dr. Ben Richardson. Oh Lord, I got the little thing going. That's the little video I made. All right, let's start all over. You know what? I'm gonna have to start it all over. I don't want to be on here too long. All right. So Kevin Jimison, his numbers are 15, 22, 48, and 50. All right. Dr. Ben Richardson, number 18, 32, and 39. Elder Jermaine Milton, categories 14, 16, 24, 35, 37, and 38. Dr. LaTanya Earl, E-A-R-L, because of my accent, it sounds funny. Her number is number 20, 36, 41, 43. Minister Theodore Chestnut, number 19, 35, 38, and 49. Those two, Jermaine and Theodore, they have two of the same categories, so y'all can just alternate and select those numbers. Danielle Williams, 1, 2, 7, number 11. We have Carol Nicole Robinson, number 13, 24, 26, and 44. She's also in a category, I think, with Jermaine. So y'all can alternate with that. I do have another brother that I connected with, Brick Haven, and another brother I seen. He's in a whole nother category. Brick Haven, Frozine, I have to add her on here. Y'all can vote for one of her categories, but these are the team. This is my team first. Vote, put these numbers in first. Then go back, because it's going to let you know what numbers that you mix. When you go back, press vote. It's going to let you know what numbers need to be filled. And then show love to the other ones, because you got to vote for everybody. But these are the people that have come together as a team. We're networking. So go to the rhythmofgospelawards.com. And thank you. I appreciate everybody to vote. We have up to March 1st to complete the voting, okay? And then in July, 18th through the 21st, I believe, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, will be the award ceremony. I thank all of you for taking time out, because I know it may seem tedious, but it's about maybe 3 minutes. They have a lovely song that is played. If you write the numbers down on paper, keep it next to your computer, or next to your phone, or whatever, how you use it. It's best to do it on a desktop, because then you can take a picture. The second part of this, take a picture of the visitor count, send it to drdboomfactorshow@gmail.com, and I can put you down for the game. Whoever vote the most throughout this time, I have something really delightful that you will receive from the award show that I'm going to get when I go out there. Okay? So this Dr. D with Leon, with an awesome infomercial for the 11th Annual Rhythm of Gospel Awards that the Boom Factor have been nominated in 3 categories. You made this possible. I thank you for it. God bless you. And I thank you. Okay? Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.